Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, there are times where your business is just rolling along and you're just as happy as can be and you're fully staffed and you've got the best people and one of your key employees walks into the office and says, I'm leaving in 2 weeks. You're completely blindsided. You didn't see it. You didn't expect it. How could this be? You have treated this person well. You thought they were going to be with you forever. But what CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to think about when an employee leaves? Yes, you need to do all the normal things. You need to get credit cards and cancel them. You need to lock people out with passwords. You need to lock them out of the voicemail, but leave the voicemail open so that you can get the messages. You need to find out if they're working on anything. You need to check their Facebook pages and their social media to see what they're saying. All of that's important and standard things. And what usually happens is business people right away get upset and go into a panic. What am I going to do? How am I going to replace this person? Well, that's when your business mind needs to kick in action. And what you really need to think about is you need to start to think about what did this person really do? I have the opportunity to upgrade this position. I have the opportunity to understand this position better. I have the opportunity to write a job description that will now be more relevant to what this person does. This is not totally bad news. This is the opportunity for a business person to move their business forward, to get more success, more productivity, less stress for what they're paying. So start to think about exactly what did this person do that really worked well? What didn't they work well? If I was hiring again, would I hire this same person? What's the job description? And then we get all of this together, then we start looking for someone after we understand what we need. Now, on the other hand, there are times where business people will start looking for people when they don't need them. Why? Because you never know. You never know when you're going to find that perfect person, that person that's going to just take your business and just really make it fly. And when you find that person, whether it's in customer service, whether it's in sales, whether it's in manufacturing, whatever it happens to be, you have to consider hiring that person and finding a way to make it work for the company, because great people don't come along all that often. There are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of people looking for jobs, and people in interviews will all tell you how great they are. But every once in a while, you come across someone. You just stumble right over them, and you say to yourself, you know, this is a perfect match. Then what do? What you do is you hire them. You find a way to put them on your staff. So when someone's leaving, do not get upset. Stay calm. Be in business mode. Think about all the normal things that you need to do when an employee leaves, including checking your employee manual, making sure that we're following procedure, and making sure that we have a procedure as far as recommendations go, because many times business people today are only verifying employment, period. And so if you have someone that doesn't work well, you don't turn around and say, you know, that person has been the worst person in the world, because you don't want to get caught up in a lawsuit. This is a positive thing. It's the opportunity to make your business better, make more profits, and make your life better if you plan it correctly. If you just hire anybody, if you don't think about what you need to do, if you're just on a mission to put a person in there, well, it doesn't work. So let's be thoughtful, let's be businesslike, and let's make sure that we are understanding the process of hiring. And what do we hire for first? Attitude. attitude is the absolute most important thing in hiring someone. This is Howard LeWinter. Well, may all of your employees stay, and may all of them be absolutely terrific, but of course, that doesn't usually happen. Someone's going to leave, so let's be prepared. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.